distortion.
All right, listen up, folks. This is Chris from The Living End.
This is Duff McKagan.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho Fazio.
I'm Slats Every Day, and I'm from King Parish.
James Hetfield here.
Hey, this is Sebastian Bach.
Hey, what up, everyone? Corey Taylor here from Slipknot and Stone Sour.
Hey, what's up, Australia? This is Mark Morton from Lamb of God.
Hey, this is Chuck Billy from Testament.
You are being subjected to distortion.
Distortion?
Distortion.
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 Hello, and welcome once again to Distortion. My name is Higo. Thanks so much for finding the podcast. Wherever you might be around the world, welcome. And you know what? I've got a whole bunch of music that I want to play for you, but more importantly, I got to catch up with Max Cavalera from, you know him from Cavalera Conspiracy, Soulfly, Nail Bomb, and Killer Be Killed. But we're focusing on his work with Soulfly. The brand new album Ritual is out on the 19th of this month, and having listened to it a couple of times, man, it's just absolutely brilliant. As far as the Soulfly family style music goes, it's just so good. So without banging on too much longer, I reckon we just get straight to it. My chat with Max Cavalera here on Distortion. Max, thank you very much, mate.
No problem, brother. How you doing?
Oh, mate, I'm great. And I have to say, I'm going to just say it straight off the bat. I think Ritual might be the best Soulfly album you've ever done.
That's great to hear, man. You know, it's we put a lot of work in it. And it was, you know, it was kind of one of those really strange records to make that was like, the things we were, the challenges we were confronting were really unique, like how to make a record that has the feeling of early Soulfly, but still goes forward with all the that I love about metal and, you know, the thrash metal, death metal influences. To find the line between those, that's what was kind of difficult on this one, but I think we found it. I think the when I was making the album, I was kind of joking, calling it, this is a tribal death thrash record. I don't think it's too much further from that. I think it is quite like that, and I think it's kind of like, kind of cool and unique to have an album like that out. And I'm excited to hear what people have to say. You know, it's coming out now in 9 days, and, you know, but, it feels good to hear that people are digging it, man. You know, it's really excited because we work real hard on this record.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, straight from the beginning, with the title track opens with that big call to arms, basically, to rally the tribe together in Ritual. And, I mean, if you start a show with that, it is just going to crescendo and the crowd is going to go bananas. A Dead Behind the Eyes with Randy Bly is huge. Again, it's great that the collaborations keep going. But just on those collaborations, because you've also got Ross Dolan on there from Immolation, which is huge, a massive song under Rapture. Like with your collaborations, do you often kind of go and you write a song and think, man, I'd love to get so-and-so on this album, or is it just a matter of who happens to be available at the time?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, like with Ross, we wrote it for him. You know, I knew I wanted him on the album, and we did the tour, like Return to Roots with Immolation and Full of Hell, and I got to really hang out with Ross a lot. He's a great guy, and he got me to sing on their version of Morbid Visions that they covered, and it was really fun, and it came out great. And so I told him right away on the tour, like, you're going to be on my next Soulfly record, and he's like totally happy about it, totally excited. So I wrote Under Rapture with him in mind. In fact, the whole section, because it's almost like two songs in one.
Mm.
You know, the first part of the song is kind of a groove. It's a death metal song, but it's kind of like an old massacre kind of vibe. And the section that comes in is fast, full of blast beats and Morbid Angel kind of guitars. Especially like Altar to Madness kind of vibe. And you know, I wrote the lyrics also for Ross to sing. He didn't want to write any lyrics. And so I did that with him in mind. Now, Dead Behind the Eyes is a different story. The song was already done. It's a song that I work with Zion because he was asking me about how I write songs like Beneath the Remains, Septic Schizo, you know, all these fast classics from the early days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him, well, it takes a long time. You got to prepare a lot, and it's a lot of energy, a lot of aggression. It's all about the guitar picking and about the drumming. And if you're up to, we can make a song like that us. I'll show you how to do it, you know. And we went to the practice place and create the whole monster from the beginning to the end, all the parts, you know. And when it was all done, we needed. I thought it'd be cool to have Randy, because Josh is really good friends with Randy. They work together all the time. Mm-hmm. And Josh was going to see Randy. They're working on the Burn the Priest record. So I just mentioned to Josh, hey, man, just show Randy some stuff. If he likes anything, he can sing on it, you know? And Randy fell in love with that Behind the Eyes. It was like, the minute he heard it, was that's the one he wants to sing on it. They called me back. Randy wants to sing on this one. And I was like, fuck, yep, it's all great. It's all good, you know? I didn't care which song he wanted to sing, you know? Like, yeah. It didn't matter to me. But I think he did great. And Randy's one of the guys I really admire in metal. I read his book, the whole trauma in Czech Republic, man.
Yeah, it's
the
a hell of a
fucking
read.
Thing was a nightmare, and he took it like a man. You know, it was like really cool. He's a stand-up guy. He's a really cool guy. Battle all his demons with drinking too. You know, been through all that. And he's got this really original voice that I really love. You know, it's kind of like my thing, like my voice. It's like, we're not singers. We're not the best singers in the world. We cannot carry a tune in the bathroom to save our life, but we have original voices, you know?
You do, absolutely.
You hear Max, you know it's Max. The minute you hear Randy, you know it's Randy. And you put those two together, it's going to be a good combo. And it works. And I think Dead Behind the Eyes actually goes further than just being a way back, kind of throwback kind of song. The ending of it has got to be a Code Orange kind of ministry, machinery sounds on the heavy riff. I think it's really cool. The solo part was great. I love the Rizzo solo. It's really based on Ride the Lightning, actually, how Ride the Lightning used to use those really cool rhythm behind the solos. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you pay as much attention to the rhythm section as you do to the solo.
Yeah.
Creating the part where the guy is going to solo on top of it. Because a lot of times solo, you just open the string and chug. Let the guy solo on top. It doesn't matter what's underneath the solo. People are just listening to the solo. And that's not always the case. Sometimes you can actually really work on the rhythm and have, you know, tempo changes and key changes. And that's what happens on that Behind the Eyes solo. A lot of key changes, a lot of tempo changes, and it becomes a really, really killer solo. And I love it.
Well, there's just talking about that, and I want to talk about your vocals in a moment. But on Feedback, that's like an old school hardcore punk tune, and that also pays a lot of attention to that rhythm and melody as well.
That's definitely one of my most deeper moments on the album when we're channeling Motorhead on that song. Yeah, it was really cool. It's tuned to standard E that we haven't done in a long time, and you know, the beginning was all. You know, I wanted to do a song that, like if I was writing for Ace of Spades, you know, that was the idea. You know, if I was like, you know, I'm writing a song in the Ace of Spades record, this is what it would be like. Mm. And then there's a breakdown, and then it turned into something else that's a little bit more hardcore, maybe more Cro-Mags or Agnostic Front kind of style. Mm-hmm. But the very first part, the very first verses and chorus is all Motorhead, you know. It's a tribute to Motorhead.
Ah, nice.
And some of the reviews of the album, I've seen it, that's actually some people's favorite part of the album, is actually that little Motorhead piece, you know. It's kind of cool. And the cool thing about that is actually that I'm out of my comfort zone, you know. I'm not, you know, tribal stuff, I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. Death metal, thrash metal, I know how to do it. Motorhead, that's kind of like, that's new. I have never done that before. Let's give it a try. Let's give it a go.
Well,
but
it works.
It came out really good.
Yeah,
I
man.
I really, really like it. I think it came out cool. The lyrics are hilarious, you know. Shithole venue smells like rot. I love that line. You know, broken bottles and stage diving, no fucking glamour. All about the life on the road and the shows itself. So it was really kind of cool to make a song about our life on the road. We could have probably talked more about how it feels, but it's kind of hard to do it in such a fast song. There's not much room for that. But I think the people get the idea when they hear it. It is about life on the road and live shows, you know.
Nice. Now, just going back to your vocals on this one, I'm really impressed, and especially I noticed it on Under Rapture. It's almost like you have pushed yourself more. Have you been working on a bit more range or something, or what have you done?
Just kind of, you know, the thing about the vocals on this album that was real hard because was like I was talking to Josh, and, you know, we are both on this thing. You have to sing what you believe and believe in what you're singing. And that's fucking hard to do, man. A lot of times they don't go together, and a lot of times you're singing, but you're really not believing in what you're singing, and you're just saying stuff, and it doesn't really matter much. And he didn't want that. He wanted to make him believe in every word I'm saying was like, you know, I'm meaning. There's meaning behind all this shit. So the delivery became a big factor how I delivered. So it was a lot of passion, you know, a lot of, you know, I was even in some songs like hitting myself, you know, kind of like self-immolation to get the pain on the song.
Right.
So, you know, like, there was like bruises on my chest after the recording.
Like on Blood on Blood on the Street would be a great example of that as well. That's pretty ferocious.
Yeah. And of course, that song is a documentary kind of song. It's a true story. I mean, they could make a movie out of that. It would be amazing. It would be fucking cool. I mean, it's a horrible story. You know, the girl was murdered by the police and nothing happens because Native Americans are treated like subhumans here in the States. And they don't even catalog their crimes against them, you know, so it's horrible. But we needed that. You needed that, you know, the whole lyrics, you know, chain link and concrete, blood on the street, those are all like real things of something that real happened. So again, the delivery, you know, like really angry, really pissed off, and trying to make people believe in what you're singing, you know, like as much as you can.
Yeah, nice. But we are running out of time, and that is my fault. But I do have to ask, when are Soulfly going to come down and play for us again here in Australia?
I sure hope soon, man. You know, I mean, we are working on a Ritual World Tour. It starts in January in America. We are doing this new stage that's going to have, like, animal skulls and ritualistic kind of statues and African images. So I think it's going to look really cool. We also preparing a really sick set list with everything, at least one or two songs of every record.
Awesome.
And there's 10 records out there, so there's a lot of fucking music.
Well,
we're going to try to play the instrumentals, you know, one or two of the instrumentals, and we're going to try to play a lot of shit from Ritual, because I think a lot of the summoning, demonized, Bad Behind the Eyes, Ritual, Blood on the Street, Feedback, you have to play that shit live.
Yeah.
We just have to.
Yeah, absolutely you have to. That would be amazing. We could... Well, you could always come for Download Festival if that would fit the schedule, or I don't know what Lamb of God are doing, but that would be a great duo to come down with. Bring them with you. Man, it would be an amazing time.
That would be
time.
Great, man. Yeah, I would love to. Let's just keep our fingers crossed that will happen.
We put it out there into the universe and just hope it comes back for us.
All right, brother.
Hey, man, thank you so much for the time, man. It's always great to talk to you, and congratulations again on Ritual. I'm going to be playing the hell out of this. It is so damn good.
Thank you so much, man. I'll see you in Australia, brother.
When they're going to be here for a tour, I just don't know yet. He didn't give any more information away, but a big thanks to Max Cavalera for sharing his time with me. And as I said, Ritual is out on the 19th of this month, and it is one definitely for your collection. Now, to play a song from this, it's hard to know what to go with to best showcase what they've done, because the singles that have already come out are Evil Empire, Ritual, and Dead Behind the Eyes. And I want to give you something new, and I reckon I'm going to go with Under Rapture with Ross Dolan. Max's vocal performance in this is great. Ross's is, well, he's from Immolation, so you can imagine how it's going to sound, but this is just an awesome song. Check this out from the brand new Soulfly album, Ritual. This is track 5, Under Rapture, on Distortion.
Brand new stuff from Soulfly from their upcoming Ritual album out on the 19th. It's called Under Rapture and features Ross Dolan from Immolation on vocals. Awesome stuff here on Distortion. Now, speaking of the heavy, heavy stuff, oh man. Psycroptic out of Melbourne, Australia have come out punching hard with their latest. Look out for their brand new album, The Kingdom Drowns, on November 9. They've released a couple of videos for these new songs, and one is called Directive. It is just a mind bender. Check this out. Psycroptic,
Directive on Distortion. Psychroptic Directive on Distortion with Higo. That is from their brand new album, As the Kingdom Drowns, which is out in November, and they are going on tour around Australia to celebrate that, doing a bunch of shows with Orpheus Omega. They kick it off on the 28th of November in Geelong at the Bowen Club and wrap it up on the 16th of December in Fremantle. There's a good dozen shows there, all over the place. It's great. They're hitting up every city, and it's definitely worth going to see these guys live. Unbelievably tight and just so damn good. Speaking of so damn good, last weekend I had the second ever Amped Festival at Cherry Bar in Melbourne. We had 14 bands playing, headlined by Figures, who are just amazing and did a great job, and in fact to all the bands, and it was great to get so many from right around the country to come and play. James Young, the booker owner at Cherry Bar, was very happy with it, so I dare say we'll do it again in 2019. Just got to start putting a wish list together and see who we can get to play. Now, there's a couple of bands that have just released albums and are starting to make some noise around the country and, in fact, overseas. One of them being Lily out of Sydney, a hard rock kind of, not quite metal, but just, yeah, hard rock group fronted by Virginia Lily, and she's got an amazing voice. In fact, if you're in Sydney and you went along to see Gene Simmons when he was here recently, you would have seen Virginia jumping up on stage with him to belt out a couple of songs. Their album is called Evolve, and you should definitely check it out. Go to Lily, it's Lily.bandcamp.com /releases. You'll find all their details there. Or look them up on Facebook, and they've got all their links there as well. Lily, L-I-L-L-Y-E. I'll play the opening track from the album because that pretty much sets the scene for the whole thing. This one's called Run on Distortion. Out of Sydney, Australia, that is Lily, and the song is Run from their album Evolve, which you can find now by checking them out on Facebook. Make sure you do, because they are an incredible live band, excellent stage presence, and really, really throw down hard. Moving into Queensland now, we get to Smoking Martha out of Brisbane. It's a five-piece fronted by Tasha D on vocals, and these guys have released a brilliant debut album called In Deep. And in pretty exciting news, they are just about to head off to the UK to play a string of dates over there. Kicks off on the 9th of November, hitting up Oxford and Nottingham, Newport, Glasgow, Newcastle, all over the place. So make sure you check them out on Facebook, Smoking Martha. From their debut album, In Deep, I want to play you track number 3. It's called To The Stars. It's got a bit of swagger about it, and I like this one. Check out Smoking Martha on Distortion. I follow you.
Days and nights, it's okay now, we'll ride all sins.
Smoking Martha to the Stars from their In Deep debut album, which you can grab now. This is Distortion. My name is Higo. Thanks so much for having a listen to the Distortion podcast. It means a lot, and it's great to see that so many people around the world have got in touch. If you want to do that anytime, talktohigo@gmail.com is all you need to do to send your email along. Now, about 10 days ago, Behemoth released another album, their 11th studio album, in fact, much anticipated as always, called I Loved You at Your Darkest. It is another masterpiece from Behemoth. They really can do no wrong when it comes to that blackened death metal, and I am stoked that they were on their first announcement for Download 2019 here in Australia. I cannot wait to see them live again. Going to be awesome. If you haven't heard this new album, oh man, and you're a fan, you've got to get it now. I'm going to play you track 5 called Barzabel. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm just saying it phonetically. Check it out. New Behemoth on Distortion. Behemoth, Bartzabel, from their brand new album, I Loved You at Your Darkest. It's new stuff here on Distortion with Higo, and if you haven't grabbed that new album, it is out now, and you should go and get it. They are, of course, part of Download 2019 here in Australia, and what a lineup we've got, headlined by Ozzy Osbourne, Slayers on board, Judas Priest, Alice in Chains, Ghost, Amity Infliction, Anthrax, Hailstorm. It's just so good. And there's still another announcement to come. I'm not sure when that is coming, but apparently there's another one on the way. One of the bands that was on the bill last year was Australia's own King Parrot, and they have just been nominated for the Best Heavy Metal Album at the 2018 ARIA Awards for Ugly Produce. They are doing a few more shows this year, going to be hitting up Byron Bay, and then they're in Brisbane, and if you want to check it out, get onto their Facebook page for King Parrot. I think we might wrap up the show with a bit of KP. Let's go with track two to round out the show. This is Piss Wreck, King Parrot on Distortion. Ugly Produce album, that is King Parrot with Piss Wreck, rounding out Distortion with Higo. Thank you very much for listening, and if you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes or on Podomatic, or share it around Facebook, wherever you might hear it. Please get the word out there. I'd love to hear from you, and you can always email me talktohigo@gmail.com. Until next time, take care, keep it loud.